Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. The coroner who conducted the inquest into the death of an Aboriginal man shot and killed by a former NT police officer will lead the inquest into the death in police custody of Kumanjai White. Coroner Elizabeth Armitage spent 2 years investigating the death of Kumanjai Walker. The 19-year-old was fatally shot by former policeman Zachary Rolfe in Newandamoo during a bungled arrest in 2019. Dr. Peggy Dwyer, who assisted the coroner in the Walker inquest, has also been reappointed. In a statement, Judge Armitage said the inquest into the passing of Kumanjai White will be independent, fair and rigorous. She said her team is highly experienced in complex inquests involving NT Police and Alice Springs and Newandamoo-based agencies. Meanwhile, Northern Territory Police are investigating the death in care of an Aboriginal man who passed away after an incident at the Alice Springs Hospital. Police have confirmed an injured 29-year-old man was found on the hospital grounds last month, but died after 3 days. The man reportedly smashed a second-story window and jumped or fell. He was not in police custody at the time, so the matter is being treated as a death in care and will be the subject of a coronial inquest. The National Peak Body for Indigenous Legal Services is urging the federal government to create a Commonwealth body to independently investigate deaths in custody. NATSILS is calling on the government to enact an emergency justice safety plan to urgently address the over-incarceration of First Nations people. As part of the plan, NATSILS wants federal funding to the states and territories to be tied to systematic change, and for the mass incarceration of Indigenous people to be put on the National Cabinet agenda. NATSILS Chief Executive Carly Warner also says there is a desperate need for an independent investigation process for deaths in custody.
The Commonwealth should show national leadership and create a federal system that at least allows for independent investigations of deaths in police custody. They can do this at the federal level. They could also allow for this federal system to ensure that independent investigators could go into other jurisdictions.
A disability advocate from Queensland has spoken at the United Nations, criticising the way the state government is detaining children. Human rights lawyer Tom Dixon from Queensland Advocacy for Inclusion travelled to New York to make the address. He told the UN that Indigenous children and children with disabilities are overrepresented in Queensland's criminal justice system. Mr. Dixon criticised the state government's adult crime, adult time laws, and he called on the Queensland Premier to listen to the UN and find better solutions for keeping children out of jail.
Upon arrest, children are not screened to identify disability. When incarcerated, they struggle to access existing disability supports or find new ones. Over 70% of children in prison have disability, and over the past 3 years in Queensland, there has been more than a 2,000% increase in children whose disability means they are not criminally responsible. We need to stop locking up our disabled children now.
The Federal Circuit and Family Court of Australia says its latest Reconciliation Action Plan will provide culturally appropriate access to justice for Indigenous people. The plan introduces measures aimed at improving the court's support for First Nations communities. Some of the initiatives include retaining Indigenous staff and investigating the feasibility of more remote circuit locations. It also wants to strengthen cultural knowledge and awareness across all levels of the court, including judges.
It's very hard for me to watch my people being serviced by people, you know, other ethnic groups that don't understand the culture and don't understand how to show respect to our mob. This is our home, after all. Australia is our home.
We acknowledge that while significant attempts at reconciliation have been made for over a decade, we acknowledge we still have a long way to go, but we are committed to doing the work that is necessary.
A commissioner for the country's first Indigenous truth-telling inquiry has passed the halfway mark on a 450-kilometre walk for truth through regional Victoria. Gundij Mara man Travis Lovett began his walk at Portland, where the state's colonisation began. He's now walked more than 250 kilometres on his trek to Melbourne. 2,500 people have walked alongside him at different legs of the trek, with another 6,000 people expected to join in before it finishes. Mr. Lovett is expected to finish his walk at Victoria's Parliament House next week. Canadian First Nations hip-hop group Snotty Nose Rez Kids have made their way from British Columbia to Down Under for their global Red Future Tour. The tour is ahead of their latest album release, which reflects a bold version of Indigenous futurism and celebrates the rap duo's Hazla Nation culture. The group told NITV reporter Ricky Kirby they hope their music breaks down barriers for the future generation.
We them bougie natives. Got turquoise on my red. We them bougie natives. Five rings up on my
fist. Young D and Young Tribes, thanks for joining us on NITV.
Thanks for having us.
Give me courage and protection and the blessing of a hug. Tell me boys, don't cry when I'm rolling.
The tour is named after your latest album, Red Future. What is the inspiration behind this album?
The inspiration behind Red Future kind of comes from Indigenous excellence being at the in the spotlight. You know, there's been so many years of our people being oppressed, and there's been so much like resistance movements, and just showing what happens if you fight long enough.
One time for the home down the Rez Road, two times for the crew in the city though. Legend has it that creator made an animal. You didn't even know I'm an animal.
Your music is fiercely centered around your Hazla culture. Why is it important for you to celebrate your language and culture through your music?
I mean, our people were almost taken out by, you know, genocide. Our communities were hit very, very hard. I think our stories have been silenced for so long, especially Hazla people. You know, we lost our languages. Where we come from, as of 2019, there was only 6 language speakers that were fluent in our language. So I think it's just really important for us to put that at the forefront and let the next generation know that it's cool to kind of revitalize that.
Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Big brain energy, maybe.
As First Nations people, what do you see your role as in the hip-hop space?
Being able to open doors for the next generation, you know, like for us, it's really important to lay the groundworks in whatever it is that we do, and kick down barriers that were standing in our way when we first started.
For us, our biggest inspiration is those little kids watching the TV screen, going on YouTube, and being able to see themselves within us, and then inspire them to do whatever it is that they want to do in this life. That's the end all be all for us. That's what it's all about.
We them bougie natives. New city, new sweet grass, new sage. We them bougie natives. You can holler at my name.
And in AFL, Melbourne Demon star Kaisiah Pickett has re-signed with the club for the next 7 years. The 24-year-old has 2 seasons remaining on his current contract, but he's agreed to an extension that will see him in the red and blue until at least the end of 2034. Pickett has booted 182 goals from his 116 games and is considered one of the most dynamic players in Aussie rules. And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune in to NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.